Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, Delta Airlines has decided if you're not going to get vaccinated, we're just going to charge you an extra $200 a month for your health care. And I got to tell you, I don't know that that's enough. I don't think that's enough because if someone gets sick, some of the numbers I've seen are somewhere in the, you know, the 40,000 plus range. If you end up on one of those ventilators for weeks at a time, you could be in the couple $100,000 range. So I don't know that $200, I don't know that that's a penalty. I don't know that that's a big enough stick. I think you need a much bigger stick. But also, look, I believe in carrots too. You've got to incentivize for some folks. If it's not enough for them to take care of themselves, you know, maybe a toaster will help. I don't know. Anyway, we need to get the message out. We need to do more, I think. And that's why I've asked Laura Packard to come talk with us. Right now, she is on the Protect Our Care Tour, which has been on the road throughout the entire month of August. Their Care Force One healthcare bus was rolling into Atlanta early this morning. Now I guess they're in Orlando and here to share some stories from the road and talk about how we lower costs, get better coverage, and do the things that we need to do. I've asked Laura Packard to come talk with us, stage 4 cancer survivor and founder of Healthcare Voices. Laura, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me on all the way from Orlando today.
So what in the hell are you doing in Florida?
Well, Florida definitely needs to hear the message about how healthcare is important. From the governor on down, they don't seem to be listening. So we are here. We're doing an event tomorrow morning in Orlando and tomorrow afternoon in Tampa to talk about President Biden's Build Back Better plan that Congress is working on right now and what's in it for you and me.
But seriously, what are you doing in Florida? I mean, this is one of the hotspots. 1 in 5 deaths in this country due to COVID are in Florida. They've had massive numbers of kids get sick. They've had a massive spike. Laura, you're a stage 4 cancer survivor. What are you doing in Florida?
I hear you. And it is brief. We rolled in tonight and I fly back to Colorado tomorrow, right after the event is done. So I'm very much paying attention to what Delta Airlines is doing because I will be on Delta Airlines in less than 24 hours.
Yeah. Bring your own duct tape because I guess they're not in favor of their flight attendants duct taping people to the seats anymore. I, however, all in favor of duct taping people to their seats.
Well, every time I fly Delta, I wear my Delta Flight Attendants Union t-shirt to show solidarity because they're working to organize those flight attendants because I think, as you can see, their working conditions are ridiculous right now and they need more of a say.
I'm right there with you. So let's talk about this tour because you've been on the road for quite some time. I've been following it. You guys are doing incredible work. But the stories you're collecting, I've got to be, you know, on one level heartbreaking, but on another level, I hope inspiring and going to help us move and get something moving in the right direction.
Yes, we've been holding events starting in Maine. This is the end of our third week on the road, and we're hearing incredible stories from people who that have been helped by the American Rescue Plan and that need help right now from Build Back Better. So that's why we're doing what we're doing is to pressure Congress to do the right thing and make sure to vote for this bill.
So what is in this bill that's going to help folks get health care? What's in this that's going to make sure that we don't have this massive gap between those of us who have really great health insurance and those of us who, well, don't?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were in Georgia this morning and we're doing events in Florida tomorrow, especially to highlight how Georgia and Florida's elected leaders have failed their people, that they should have expanded Medicaid to provide health insurance to their low-income people. There's free federal money waiting for them to do it, and they just refuse to do it. So from the governors on down, from Governor Kemp and Governor DeSantis to their Republican-controlled state House and Senate, they just refuse to help their own people. And you can see it right now with the vaccine, that the health and well-being of their own constituents is the last thing on their list.
Now, the thing that gets me is you would think that the voters would see this, that you would look at a place like Florida where the governor, you know, was selling Don't Fauci Florida T-shirts to put in his own campaign coffers, which was just the fact that someone would buy that is mind numbing to me. But now that you see the aftermath of that horrible policy, you know, at some point, if you're a Republican who voted for this guy, don't you go, maybe you picked the wrong horse. Maybe we want a different direction. Maybe we need to do something else. Wouldn't you think that?
You would hope so. And so we are educating voters as we go state to state, because Georgians and Floridians and Texans and North Carolinians and so many other people of these states that are relatively evenly split, they deserve so much better than what they're getting today.
No, I absolutely agree with you. But, you know, and this is the thing, I'm with you 100%. And I got to imagine most of the people that you've encountered have been on the side of, hey, we need to do something. Have you run into any of the heckle crowd, the people who say, no, COVID's all a big hoax. We should use that deworming stuff that they use for horses. That'll do the trick. If the light bulb up the rear end and the Clorox that you drink weren't enough, let's take a drug that's meant for cattle.
Well, I don't remember which city we were in, but somebody was wearing one of our free T-shirts and they popped a wheelie. And I'm not sure if that is pro or con, but they seem to have opinions.
So I guess, you know, that's one of those things where you go, he must have health care.
Yeah, he just rode by on his bike and did tricks. So I guess that's a pro healthcare message. But we're speaking to a lot of people on these tours, not necessarily in person because we're keeping these events small because of the pandemic.
Right.
But every event is being streamed live on Facebook, on Protect Our Care's Facebook page, and reaching thousands of people that way. And then we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people with all the media coverage that's come out to the media that comes and covers our events.
Right. So basically you've got this giant bus, and I love the Care Force One bus. I think that's a fabulous name. And it's a good thing. But basically, this is just a giant magnet for the media to come and take pictures. And that's how you're getting out. Because this, to me, I've done tours in the past. The great stuff is having people come and participate. But sadly, in this moment, and good on you for not doing that. But you know, it's got to be kind of lonely on a certain level.
Well, I was on a tour in 2018 and 2019, and it's very different because of COVID. I mean, we did in the past have crowds, and we could have crowds today if we were not being responsible. Yeah. But yeah, so just talking to a camera is not the same feeling as talking to a big crowd of people. But the work we're doing is so important that we're out here doing it.
Yeah, I'm with you, and good on you guys for doing it. Now, one of the things that, you know, it's come up, I mean, the hot button issue right now is you got, you know, Abbott, who has come out and said that he's going to ban any vaccine mandates. I'm someone who believes that you need to have carrots and sticks. I think that if an employer wants to mandate it, then I think they should be able to. I'm not comfortable with the government mandating it for citizens. I'm really not comfortable about grabbing somebody, holding them down and jabbing them. I want people to go, hey, this is probably something that's going to keep me alive. Maybe I should do it. I'm curious what your thought is.
Well, from everything that Biden said, there isn't going to be federal mandates. That's just not going to happen. In the states have taken different approaches. And in Georgia, we were going to stop by Savannah this afternoon. But in deference to the mayor and his proclamation of not doing public events on government around government property and so on right now, we switched to a virtual event. So even in a state with a governor as terrible as Governor Kemp, the mayors still do have some power to do the right things for their people. But the problem is that not enough people are getting vaccinated, and we will never get out of this until enough people get vaccinated. And it's just figuring out how we get there while preserving individual liberties. And I hope that we get to a point where you can't do public, large public gatherings without being vaccinated. I have concert tickets for a concert next month. At this point, I don't think I'm going to go, because if they don't mandate vaccination, that's a great big arena full of COVID, and I'm not going to put myself through that. And we will never get through this until large public gatherings and, you know, keep the mask mandates and so on planes and so on. But if you want to do business with these private companies, they need to mandate that their customers be vaccinated and or masked as appropriate.
No, I mean, this is probably where it's going to have to go because our government's hands tied. I mean, you know, if people are, you know, are dug in, no, I don't want metal spoons sticking to me, which I actually had someone tell me. And I'm going, well, let's get a metal spoon because I want to see it. I've never seen a metal spoon stick to someone in quite the fashion that you are claiming to be able to do this. Please entertain me. Show me. But he wasn't vaccinated, so it didn't happen, which was weird because he was saying he could do it.
I mean, I've had my two Pfizer vaccines, and then I just got the booster a week or two ago. And so far, I eat with spoons, nothing happens.
And you get to walk by the cutlery drawer, and you're not attacked by knives flying at you or anything like that? Because here's the
not
thing.
Yet.
You know, we've gone to a couple of concerts here recently. We had Green Day tickets. You know, we saw Green Day twice over the last couple of weeks because my kids are big Green Day fans. And, you know, you stand up and you look around at the people. And we were one of the only ones wearing masks. You know, only half of the people in I guess like 60% of the state are vaccinated. So you look around and you go, you know, these aren't the vaccinated people. You know that there's someone in here who's got it and someone who either they know or they don't know and don't care. But the chances of in being in a large crowd like that, the chances of getting it and spreading it are too great to say, hey, you know, I'm going to trust you at some point because we've proven ourselves. We can't trust each other.
Right. And I mean, that's the saddest thing of all is that Fox News and the conservative media has turned this into a partisan issue where it never should have been. I mean, nope. Because like no matter what your party, if you get COVID, you're going to have a bad time and not everybody is going to survive it. So this never should have been politicized, but it's been politicized. And now how do we get out of it unless some of the people responsible start reversing their tracks and what they're saying?
No, that's it. I mean, for me, I'm traveling in October. And it's one of those things that we've invested a lot of time and energy and stuff to be able to do this. I've got Bronco tickets that I've never seen a game in Denver. I want to go see a game. There's a possibility I might not be able to because we're not being responsible. And at some point I just go, you know, somebody shake some people awake, or maybe we just have to, you know, just set them aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the party of personal responsibility has just given up. And that's one of the saddest things about it.
I do want to go back to the Build Back Better plan. And, you know, because there's a lot of infrastructure that we do need, the physical stuff that we absolutely need, broadband access, roads, bridges, all that stuff. But the $3.5 trillion plan that they just passed the House, there are some really good things in here to expand, vision and dental for Medicare for seniors, something that is extremely costly for seniors. Expanding other things to get people the kind of care that they need, some long-term healthcare options, stuff like that. Stuff that I think, as Tim Ryan said, something we should have been doing 30, 40 years ago. So for me, I see this as kind of a reset button to undo all of the horrible neoliberalism and the supply side voodoo Reaganomics and all of the other death cult kind of stuff that have been going. Small reset, it appears to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I started talking about what's in it and I going back to that. So one thing is fixing the issue with states like Florida and Georgia, where their legislators have refused to expand healthcare to low-income people. So that's one thing. As you mentioned, expanding Medicare to include vision and dental and hearing coverage, making the Affordable Care Act plans more affordable permanently, because the American Rescue Plan subsidies, that's only for 2 years. And so that cuts out. So making that permanent and lowering the cost of prescription drugs, which is something that we've all been talking about for years and years and years. It is an extremely popular issue across party lines because, again, it doesn't matter what party you are. Everybody's paying too much for prescription drugs. The issue is making sure that our legislators have the backbone to do something about it because big pharma has big wallets.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, getting out and doing the kind of work that you're doing, you know, when you start talking about those issues, you know, even when I talk to a Trump supporter, these are things that get their attention. Because like you said, You know, drug prices are the same for everyone, and they're way too freaking high for everyone, because we're the only country in the world, as I understand, who uses our Medicare system to not negotiate for lower drug prices, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a giveaway under George W. Bush.
Correct.
And now we finally have a chance to fix it.
And you, the way forward is this $3.5 trillion plan. What are the chances of this getting through the Senate? Kristen Sinema has come out and said, no, too costly. So what do we cut? Do we cut vision, hearing, and dental for seniors? Do we cut the free college stuff out? Do we cut the healthcare stuff out? Where do you think they cut?
Well, I mean, that's the question. If any elected official is saying it's too costly, well, then who are you willing to throw under the bus? Is it seniors and people with disabilities that need home and community support so they can stay in their homes and not have to move to an institution if they don't want to? Is it paid family and medical leave? Is it affordable health insurance for too many Americans that can't afford it? Is it expanding Medicare so that seniors right now that can't get see a dentist can finally see a dentist? So, like, if you want to start cutting, just what do you think needs cutting? And that's the point that I think some of these elected officials are grandstanding, and they aren't actually, point to these people, your own constituents, that you're willing to throw under the bus.
Yep, just as long as it's not Care Force One. We don't want to throw we don't want them throwing them under your bus. And this is why I'm all in favor of a talking filibuster. I'm in favor of doing away with the current filibuster. Have a talking filibuster. Explain to me what's in that bill that you don't like, and then tell me exactly who you're going to throw under the bus. So last question I've got for you. How can we see the big event tomorrow? How can we follow along and get information on what you guys have been doing?
Okay, go to Protect Our Care on Facebook, facebook.com/protectourcare. The videos are being live streamed there. And also, if you follow Protect Our Care on Twitter and other platforms, you'll get reminded of it. And tomorrow at 11:30 is the Orlando event. And at 4:00 is the Tampa event. And the Orlando event will feature Val Demings, who is somebody you may be following, as well as Congressman Soto. And then the afternoon event features Charlie Crist, who is also somebody you might be following, as well as Congresswoman Castor.
Outstanding stuff. I hope people will follow along. We'll make sure we get links out so folks can follow. Laura, I appreciate the time. Always great talking with you. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to seeing you there on Care Force One.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Laura Packard. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. Hey, listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people on the talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.